Agenda item number 14 pertaining to SCUP. Jill, long time no see.
This is a public hearing proposal to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-910 pertaining to SCUP to set commercial SCUP landing period dates, establish the 2018 commercial summer period quota, and vessel trip limit. This public hearing actually has three parts. The first one is going to be the commercial SCUP quota period changes. In May 2017, ASMFC approved Addendum 29 to the Fisheries Management Plan. And in this addendum, there are some changes to the quota periods. SCUP is managed by three quota periods, Winter 1, Summer, and Winter 2. You can see in red is where we currently are with our quota periods. And in the Summer quota period is now going to run from May 1 through September 30th. That's going to make it shorter by about 30 days. Winter 2 is going to run from October 1 through December 31st. That's going to make it about 30 days longer. This is actually very good for Virginia because our summer period is we have a very small quota. So winter 2, our vessels are allowed to have 12,000 pounds. So this will allow them a longer period, add 30 days to that section where they can have more harvest. The second part is setting the summer period quota. The 2018 commercial coastwide quota for SCUP is 23.93 million pounds. That gives the summer period a quota of 9.29 million pounds. Virginia receives 0.165% of this summer quota, and for us, unfortunately, that is pretty small. We had a little increase, a 30% increase from last year, so we're going to have to set the summer period quota at 14,296 pounds. Okay. The third part is that staff would like to establish a vessel trip limit for the summer period. Currently, Virginia has no possession limit for the summer quota period. Establishing this trip limit will allow for multiple vessels to take part in landing the summer quota. A vessel limit, will also ensure better quota monitoring. Right now, what happens is as soon as May hits and the summer period opens, staff begins to get phone calls from captains and fish houses asking how much they can land. And we have to tell them we have a quota of 14,000 pounds, and then they ask, well, can we land the whole thing? And if it hasn't been landed yet, then we have to say, yes, you can. And we get multiple phone calls, and usually the quota is caught very quickly. You can see here that some of the years we actually have to close the first or second week of May, because that quota will be landed by one vessel. 2016, this was one vessel that landed it, and it landed more than we had, and we had to close. So setting a vessel trip limit will be very helpful to staff. We're asking for a 5,000-pound trip limit. Although that will only allow a few vessels to land, it will give us a better way to speak to people when they call. We can tell them there's a 5,000-pound limit, and it will give us a better way to monitor the quota. We haven't got any – I've reached out to industry members. Nobody's really excited about a vessel trip limit, but if they have to have one, that they said the 5,000 is fair. So this is the regulation. We just need to change November to October. That's for winter two. And then we need to change October to September for the summer period, change the quota, and then add this bottom line that's going to say, it shall be unlawful for any person to possess aboard any vessel in Virginia more than 5,000 pounds of SCUP. And that's just for the summer period. Staff recommendation. Staff recommend, recommends the commission to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-910 to set the commercial landing period dates, establish the 2018 commercial summer period quota, and set a vessel trip limit of 5,000 pounds for the summer period.
Any questions? Thank you, Jill. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter at all? Anybody out there care about SCUP? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion? Any action? Mr. Mike? Mr. Neal?
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Now second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Minor to accept the staff recommendation. Any discussion? Call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.